statement is an observation of truth. Obviously, the local police or any police could not possibly do their job without citizen support. Both of those are true. They're not talking to the same point. But both of those are obviously true. We have to come in here and then you a liar, Rufus.
That's
it,
sir.
Yeah. It's a little exercise, Rufus.
I think everything I've heard here is the most interesting. I hate to get off of this thing here because it's really meaningful, but I feel we're all spinning our wheels while educators and nurturers are making good time elsewhere that affect your lives here in a local basis.
Want to identify yourself, please?
I'm Mark Greenblatt. I'm Executive Secretary of the Imperial Beast Community Action Council. And I've been now on a 2.5-year kick to tell the people here that you have educational programs in which the federal government is spending millions of dollars. But not only millions of dollars to educate the children in specialized types of programs, but they said, you parents, you in the community, get in on this thing over here and help us to run these things. And if educators don't want you, make it known in the area and we'll take back that money. Now, the ESEA programs, and you all know what that is, the Elementary and Educational Secondary Act programs, provides for participation on the part of the community. But the kind of participation that takes place depends on the community, because in their guidelines, the guidelines to the educators, it is stated that the kind of cooperation, the kind of communication that you will have in this thing depends upon the administrators. But the administrators, looking around their areas, say the kind of communication I'm going to have is exactly in proportion to what the community will get itself involved in. Now, and so it has been there now for 2.5 years, 3 years I think it is, in which the public has been invited, the parents have been invited, to sit down with administrators and work out meaningful educational, elementary, and secondary tax programs. There to tell them what the community needs, put some input into it, and the administrators are to it. In making their proposals to the federal government, the administrators must signify in that proposal that they have worked with the public, with the community, and that the community has agreed to the type of proposal they are making for education in that particular district. I think we were coming along very well, particularly in Ward's area. Okay? When we first saw this, I had many doubts about his ability or his willingness to cooperate with this program. I have seen a change, but I'm not going to get on that kick right now. Yeah, all right, fine. Now, what I want to call your attention is, it's always been there, but somebody is working behind the scenes right now at the Washington level. If the House has already passed a bill which nobody knows about, nobody in San Diego has any awareness of the fact that the elementary and secondary Educational Acts Amendments of 1969 will cut the guts out of the ESEA program. Sure, it's been extended for 2 more years. But what it says here, and I want you to listen carefully, there's an amendment that says, the provisions of the committee bill which created a state advisory committee for Title I programs and directed the Commissioner of Education to require local school districts to establish advisory committees for federal programs are deleted. And the House passed that bill. Second one, which affects the community because the CACs are the caps in reality. And so it says, the provisions in existing law which requires local school districts to obtain the concurrence of local community action agencies established under the Economic Opportunity Act and the Title I ESEA program established by such districts is rewritten to require instead that educational programs of OEO and their agencies be coordinated with those of local school districts. And how did it read up to now? It said that the district school programs will be coordinated with the CAPS, and the CAPS would review their programs. And now they say that the CAPS would do a minimum of educational work, will submit their programs to the educational system, not the other way around. No more will you learn what's in the proposal. There will be little solid books hidden away in the school system, and you aren't going to have any idea what's going on. I have written since Monday, I think, some 80 or 90 letters all over the area here. Some of you have these letters. What are you going to do? It's in the Senate presently. It will be written out as a bill within about a matter of 3 or 4 weeks' time. And if the Senate concurs with the House, okay, forget about the whole meaning educational bit. We might just as well forget about everything there. What we lack is a proper lobby, a poor man's lobby somewhere in Washington, D.C., and you better start thinking from that angle, too, because what happens up there affects you here as much as the things you're talking about now. That's all I'm saying.
I hate to have that the last word.
Rupert said the last word. Rupert said the last word. The thing that I really wanted to say, I guess, is about in the same tone that George Stevens talked, except from another level. Now, there's been all kinds of efforts to make changes. And it was supposed that the citizens here could go to council office. These kinds of things have been attempted and before their case. I happen to be identified with another group that I guess could be called a middle class group. There's some people in this room who knows about this and connects with the cross types. They have taken a swing up for us, a very sober for us. We had a meeting last night.
Are you saying the other is not saying a non-profit?
Well, let me just say what I'm about to say. First of all, most council will cut the visitors to the number that he desires. This is one gimmick that we can't have a 15. Can't have a 14, this kind of thing. So you're going to have to break a law if you really want to go, for what it fits, because you're not going to get more than 10 or 12. The other thing that I'm trying to get over to, and listen very carefully, because this is actually what happened. I saw a man who was almost inconsequential as far as abortion in the community was concerned, come out of that lethargy last night into militancy. That's what happens to everybody, and you don't have to second guess what a guy's talking. Unless you're going to hear sound voice, you're going to hear those voices because we're all going to move to camp. That's the only way you get an result. Now this man is an electric who has a master's degree, who has never been effective in social organization, who never won. But because of my asking, that maybe you should make this presentation. And what a scholarly presentation to make. When we went to school board, at the same time they were having this trouble up at San Diego High, and a mother whose son was, San Diego University, a mother whose son was taking over a building at that time, she called, said, "Son, come out." She said, you can't do that. He said, "But mother, you went to the Board of Education. You tried the law. You didn't do anything, so why should I come out and tell me you're breaking the law?" So all I'm saying that in an effort to try to preserve the system, we're losing, because we don't hear anything but the Muslim side. The in-between, we're forcing them into this camp. So this is the kind of thing, and it actually boils down to what George is saying. There ain't no more middle class people, because they won't listen. Now, I could call on someone to document what I say about this property. Nobody wanted to call it a name. They were just plain people who were sitting down night after night saying that these little bits and pieces that are coming back from their children, the little ugly things that happen in school, we ought to call in a group to investigate. We went to the school board. Would you set up an investigation, a gaming committee? One of the members made a motion, and then it was carried by the chairman that this investigation be made. All of a sudden, it turned all the way around. There needs to be. And this is the height of an arrogance to assume that you know all the answers, and there's no need for this kind of thing. So what do? You alienate everyone. And we're picking up some friends. We get some people who say, you tried to do this kind of way. And the guys are beginning to get militant and more of them. And one of the guys said last night, "I swear it doesn't make any difference whether I lose this $20,000 a year job or not. I am going to be fair." Now, this kind of voice, the silent voice, needs to be heard, and the people need, who are not trying to make change, who are not sympathetic to change, need to hear this, because you're going to lose. People are tired of, being inconsequential and insignificant with their children. We're trying to help them. We're trying to make change. But you won't let us, so we could have to join. No other choice.
All right, the last word would be that we've been informed this room will not be available in 2 weeks. We do not know what we'll do about it yet, but you will hear about it through the regular notice.
We do not know about 2 weeks from now. You'll hear about it through the channels, the notices. But this room will not be available in 2 weeks.
Now, while everybody's walking out, I want to say something about what we just said.
Well, everybody's okay. Go ahead.
And that is that we aren't losing the battle because the government is eliminating the facility of the CAC. Now, I'm not criticizing the CAC. I'm saying that so long as the only way you can reach government is through the instrumentalities which it itself creates, you're not going to make it either. It's got to be the citizen themselves exercising their constitutional power.
And nothing else.
Nothing else.
Well, I'd say let's use everything.
Well, I...